This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
3, 2, 1. Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
All right, here we go. Happy Friday morning. It is Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning, minus Mercedes. We're trying to call her right now. She called me earlier, about 35, 40 minutes ago, Steph. She was having some issues with her car getting here to the radio station this morning.
Oh, no. What happened? Do you know?
She just had some issues, so she's going to turn around. Her car was still running, but she was going to turn around and get Matt's car and drive back. I was hoping we can get her on the phone. Did you try calling her?
I called her from the hotline, no answer, and then I called her from my cell to see maybe she might answer, and no answer.
Oh, I hope she made it home okay.
Yeah, me too. I there's a lot of stuff going on the roads on my end, too. On the way to work this morning, I usually take the 15 north to the 215 west, blocked 215. So I had to go all the way up the 15 north, exit Russell, go back around, go down the 15 south, and then finally go back to the 215 west. So the roads, I don't know. I hope she got there okay. I think she did.
Well, Mercedes, if you're listening, call us up. Steph tried to call you a second ago. For some reason, it went to voicemail. So call us, Mercedes, so we can get you on here in this first break. But Steph, when you drive, do you always do Waze?
No, but the thing is, when I got onto the freeway, onto the 15, usually, like yesterday, it was the same thing. We all merged to one lane on the 15, and the 215 was open. So I was like, okay, it's going to be the same thing today. Just merge onto one lane and then go onto the 215. Today, they blocked the 215. I go on Google Maps, and it says that it's open.
Oh.
So they must have literally just closed it right when I got onto the freeway.
Oh, that is the worst. Oh, she's calling. Okay,
yeah,
here she is.
One.
Check in with Mercedes here, see how she's doing. She should be pretty close to the radio station. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? How's the drive going?
I finally got my husband's car, and then I literally get in, and it's like got no gas.
No.
I'm like, oh. So, yeah, I'm still driving there. It took longer than I expected because there was just some issue. I was just trying to figure out what was wrong with my car. So, anyway, I'll be there probably in about, I don't know, less than 10 minutes, I'm hoping.
Take your time. There is no rush. I'm just happy you got Matt's. Do you have to stop and get gas then?
No, I think I'll be okay till after the show. I have enough to get there and then get gas after the show.
Does Matt's car show how much miles you have left until you're empty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is it? Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry, I'm trying to concentrate. I should probably not look. I did see it earlier. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'll be okay. I'll be all right.
All right. We just want to check in with you. Take your time. We'll be here, and you get down here when you get down here, okay?
All right. We'll talk to you guys in a few. I'll be right there.
Okay. Bye-bye, Mercedes.
Oh, man. That's the worst thing. You get into a new car. You don't know how much gas is. And then you have to, like, adjust to, like, the new settings. And then Matt's seat is probably, like, back. It's just, she's ruined it all.
She's got to get all set up. That is the worst, though. You're in a rush, and you get in and realize your spouse or whoever didn't, their car is empty. You're like, ah!
Yeah. And Matt's going to be like, where's my car when he wakes up this morning?
Well, we'll get into it later on here when Mercedes gets here. But it's race day for me. I'm going to try to beat Snoop Dogg's record of 34.4 seconds in the 200 meter. I went out there. I was looking at the course this morning.
You were.
It's a little windy out there, but I think we'll be fine come 8:30.
I don't know, JC. I still have my doubts, but you look ready. You have your running shorts on. You have your new running shoes on.
Yeah, shorts for the first time at the radio station in like 20 years.
I'm excited for you today, although I think that you still can't beat Snoop Dogg. We'll see what happens.
Have some faith. We'll break it down more later on in the show, but let's do it. It's now time for the pre-show. You pick them. You tell us what song do you want to hear. First up, we got Corona and Rhythm of the Night.
This is the rhythm of the night. Oh, yeah. The rhythm of the night.
Or do you want to hear the Verve Pipe from the Freshmen?
For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised.
Or The Calling, Wherever You Will Go. Out of those three songs, which one do you want us to play next? You pick the song. You can call us. You can send us a text message at 702-364-9400. Of course, vote on Facebook, all the social media handles. We'll count your votes and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1.
Here we go.
You're going to want to hear this.
this.
Mercedes should be pulling into the radio station any second. She had some car troubles as she was driving down here, and she had to turn around and go back and get Matt's car, but she's on her way. She should be here with us in a few seconds. But Steph has counted the votes, and who do we have, Steph?
Yep, the winner for the pre-show You Pick 'Em is The Freshman by Verve Pipe.
All right.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show You Pick 'Em.
It's Mercedes in the Morning. I made it.
Yeah, welcome.
We made it. Oh my gosh, what a morning it's been. I was like ahead of schedule this morning. My car comes up with this red warning light malfunction. And I took a picture of it. I'm like, what's happening? And then all of a sudden I couldn't go over 40 miles an hour. And I was on the 215 and cars were coming up on me. I was like, oh my God. And then, so I turned my hazard lights on and I got off the first exit that I could and tried to take side streets back to my house so I could get my husband's car. Then I get in there and I start driving to the radio station. I realize my phone is in my car.
Oh, you gotta go back.
I gotta go back, get my phone. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the most Mondayest Friday that I have ever had.
You started the week off too. Monday you came in, you weren't feeling well. What a week.
I know.
You're bookending it.
I really am. And my stomach kind of hurts this morning. I'm not going to lie. No, but it's all good. We got here safe and sound. You know, it's just cars. What can you do, right?
Yeah, exactly. I look at this, and Steph had an issue with her car earlier in the week where all of a sudden her windows would just go down automatically. There was a malfunction with your key fob and the window setting, correct?
Yeah. So what happened was, you know, when on your car remote, on the unlock button, if you hold down on it, if you don't know, your windows will roll down and you don't have to be in your car. You can be just kind of in the distance. Well, my unlock button was stuck. So what was happening was even when I'm in my studio, it was still able to censor my car. So Mercedes texted me in the morning saying, hey, I don't know if you wanted this, but all of your car windows are down. So I'm freaking out. And all day it was happening. Rolled down automatically. It was a pain. Finally, I didn't get it fixed. I just took the battery out. So I have to unlock and lock my car
manually. Yeah. All that stuff, I think, gives your car character. And think about it. What gives your car character? I look back at all the cars that I've owned. There were certain little glitches that they had. I had a 1984 Pontiac Fiero, and the headlights would pop up, and it was really cool. This was a car in the 80s, and you would turn the headlights on, they would pop up, and then you turn the headlights off, the right headlight would go down, but the left one would stay up. If you wanted to go down, you had to manually turn this little wheel underneath the hood to have the headlight go down. So I'd be driving with just my left headlight popped up all the time.
My first car was a Volvo, and the color of it was milk chocolate brown. It was like a lighter brown. I don't want to say tan because it wasn't tan. It still had a brown tint to it, but it got just all the years of being in the sun, it made it look pink. So that was what gave my car character. It looked like I drove a pink Volvo, but it was really, it was originally brown. It just kind of faded into this weird kind of mauve color.
I think it's so funny, too, the stories of how you ended up with your very first car. My Pontiac Fiero, it's a small little two-seater sports car, and my parents bought it used for my sister to drive it. But they had blind spots, and it had rack and pin steering, so it was really hard to turn the car and park the car. So my sister couldn't drive it, and so they bought it and just kind of sat there. My mom would drive it until I turned 16 and I started driving that car. How did you end up driving a Volvo when you turned 16?
I think it was just one of the cars that my parents had, and they felt like it was the safest because mm-hmm. it's a Volvo, and like the bumper was gigantic. And I remember I got rear-ended a couple of times, like no damage to my car. None whatsoever. That other car, oh man, it was rough. So yeah, I definitely didn't choose it. But I grew to love that car. It was just like, it was my buddy. And I wonder where she is today, you know?
We need to track down that Volvo. And actually, my Fiero caught on fire and burnt down. So it no longer
so
exists.
So we know where that
is.
It's
Mix 94.
Rest in peace.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2090.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:02. It is finally Friday. Welcome. It is, what's the date? June 28th. Wow. Next week is 4th of July, you guys. That's crazy.
It is nuts. Next week will be, the 4th will be done.
I just got this email this morning. I'm on this mailing list for this radio, guy. He's a consultant. He gives, good articles and tips and radio and stuff. And this kind of goes back to something I think I mentioned on the show earlier this week about QR codes, and the title of the article is Cracking the QR Code, and I was like, no, delete. I don't know if it's just me. Does anyone else get so annoyed by QR codes? I get it. For the pandemic, we needed a safe, clean way in order to see our menus and stuff like that. But I cannot stand the QR code. We went out for lunch last weekend. And we sit down and they're like, yeah, there's a QR code on the table for the menus. And I'm like, oh, gosh. Okay. So we scan it. And then, it comes up and we're all looking at our phones. And then, I got distracted by something. My phone shut off. I have to rescan it because it's not on there. And I'm just like, this is such a pain. Why? I do not want the QR codes to be a thing. It's so annoying.
And then you have your phone in your hand at the restaurant. Next thing you know, you're on Instagram. You get distracted with your phone in your hand. And you brought up something, a great point earlier in the week when you first started talking about QR codes, is when you see them on TV. Someone will say something, well, scan the QR code on your screen right now to take advantage of this offer. You're sitting on your couch. If you want this offer, you got to grab your phone, run up to your TV screen and try to take a picture of that QR code. What, rewind everything? I'm not going to do that stuff. I don't jump through those hoops.
I've done that before. I think it was a Super Bowl commercial. They're like, scan this QR code for a special surprise. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I where's my phone? Okay, grab my phone, get it, open the camera. And then by the time I get to scan it, it's gone.
It's gone. Yes.
I am so thoroughly annoyed by the QR code. It needs to go away. I feel like it's time for us to move on. It was great for the pandemic. Is there anyone out there that loves the QR code that is like, wow, this thing is the greatest invention of the 21st century? This is fantastic.
You're at the dinner and you think you know what you want to order, and then you order that's not on the menu tonight. Ah, let me scan the QR code again.
I'll be right back. On the menu. Yeah, it's so frustrating.
Well, let's talk about the show. And 8 a.m. is kind of when go time is for race day here.
Yeah, you are taking on Snoop Dogg's record. This is going to be big. It's happening. We get things started at 8, going to have you warm up, going to have maybe a couple surprises for some motivation for you. And I think right around 8:30 is when the official race start will begin, okay?
Sounds good. I came in for the first time ever. I'm wearing shorts. I got my shorts.
I was like, oh my gosh, you're wearing shorts. I thought maybe you changed before the race, but he's ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I was trying to think the last time I wore shorts to the radio station. It had to be late 90s.
Wow. Well, we are rooting for you.
Thank you.
We know you're going to do well. And can you beat the 34.44 time that Snoop Dogg set? He trained. He had someone who was pacing him. So I don't know. I feel like you can do it. It's not even a question in my mind, but there are some doubters.
There are some doubters. We'll break all this down. Race is happening around 8:30. So a lot going on in the show today. Up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you have for us?
Well, from the bear to the boss, Jeremy Allen White is going all in when it comes to playing this epic role. We have details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Jeremy Allen White is trending this morning. That is the guy from The Bear. And have you been watching the new season?
Did the first episode, waiting for Laura to get back in town this weekend to continue the rest.
We watched the third episode, and then we started the fourth. I fell asleep. They watched it, but I know it was good because I could hear their conversation after, that was so good. But anyway, he's not just about The Bear. He's about The Boss.
We talked about this briefly a couple of weeks ago. If you haven't heard, Jeremy Allen White, he is going to be portraying Bruce Springsteen in a biopic called Deliver Me From Nowhere. It's about the making of Bruce's 1982 album, Nebraska.
From a town like a Nebraska.
Now, everyone was wondering, is he just going to, you know, lip sync Bruce's vocals? But the answer is no. He says he hopes to do his own singing. He says, we're going to try our best. Just for the record, he has not met Bruce Springsteen yet. He says, I'm trying to have a bit of my own process with it before meeting the man. I want to try to have an understanding. So when I meet him, I'll have a bit of confidence somewhere in me to stand there.
I've never heard Jeremy Allen White sing before, but I have confidence. The guy's an amazing actor. And that album, Nebraska, you brought it up, like we said, a couple weeks ago, a month ago, whatever. And I've heard bits and pieces of that of the album. I wasn't really a fan. But after you brought it the first time, I went back and I listened to that album over and over again. That is a great album. It is so raw, kind of folky a little bit, too. And it's not Bruce born in the USA over the top singing. You heard that little sample right there. It's kind of the speaking singing.
I remember when we brought it up and you were like, his worst album. And mm-hmm. I was like, because I hadn't heard it before. I basically just heard the Bruce Springsteen hits. And I was like, really? Like, why is it so bad? And you said, you know, kind of that it's like too folky. And then I remember you came in like, you know what? I take back what I said. I went and listened to it and I really like it.
It is so good. There's a song in there, Johnny 99, which I think is a Johnny Cash cover, but it's this one right here.
Down in the part of town where we can hit a red light, you won't stop.
Listen to the album. It's really good. I could see and hear Jeremy Allen White doing this.
I'm really curious to how well that's going to go. I think, you know, he has a kind of rasp to his voice, mm-hmm. but I've never heard him sing. I've only heard him speaking wise. But if anyone can do it, Jeremy Allen White can do it. And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Make sure you are listening. 8 o'clock hour this morning. It's going down for real. We are talking about JC. And he is going to attempt to break the Snoop Dogg record, the 34.44 time in the 200 meter dash. Can he do it? Will he do it? We are going to find out. 8 o'clock hour, it all starts. We're thinking the actual race will start right around 8:30, but we got a couple surprises for you. We're going to talk about the race. It's going down. 8 o'clock, make sure you are listening to that.
It's a great day to be racing. It really is. Look, there's the wind has stopped. It's perfect outside.
You're hyped, too.
I'm ready to go. I'm amped
up. Did you know that 85% of people work with an annoying colleague? 85%. You think about that. Who are you that are the 15%? Do you work by yourselves?
Are you at home right now?
Yeah, seriously. 85% of people say they work with an annoying colleague. And think of all the colleagues you've had throughout your life. It doesn't have to be current. It could be in the past. Did all of us have at least one annoying colleague? And is there one that stood out? Like, who was the most annoying person you worked with and what did they do that was so annoying? You don't have to say names, but, you know, this lady did this or whatever. The first person that comes into my mind, and you know this person too, this is someone that literally talks to talk and says nothing. It's word salad. It's just like, blah, 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 blah. And then you try to say something or respond and like, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh my gosh, there's just never getting a word in with that coworker.
And when you thought it was going to be a quick 2-minute conversation, all of a sudden you're looking at your watch and you're 32 minutes in. Like, wait a second. Where'd the last 30 minutes go?
Yeah, that coworker will start with, we'll make this quick. And it's like 2 hours later. Oh my
yes.
Gosh. Annoying coworker.
So frustrating. My annoying coworker is, I mentioned this on the show about a month ago. There's someone in the building. I know who it is. He destroys the men's room. I'm talking about the toilet. And I don't want to get graphic or anything, but I addressed this a month ago. I went to use that toilet this week. I opened up the stall door. Oh my gosh. It was awful. It is awful. This guy has zero respect for others. Oh. He destroys that thing.
I think he needs to clean up after himself. It is so bad, you can't touch that thing until someone cleans it up.
Okay, so like I, as someone who's had intestinal issues in the past,
yes.
I tend to, you know, say, like, give the guy a chance. Maybe, like, we don't really have a ton of cleaning supplies here at the radio station. Like, maybe he wants to and is not able to, you know?
I'm buying it. Listen, my wife has Crohn's disease. I know. I understand stomach issues. I am so sympathetic with stomach issues and the things that go along with it. If you're creating Mercedes, you haven't seen it. If it is a disaster. I cannot say how bad. It is just awful. In my mind, he needs to bring some cleaning supplies in. I'll go buy them this weekend and put them in there. He needs to do something. It's complete disrespect to the rest of the guys in the building because you cannot use that toilet without getting something on you. That it's everywhere.
Meanwhile, that coworker is listening like, my most annoying colleague is the one who complains about every single thing I do. Taylor, good morning.
Taylor,
hello. Hi.
Hello, sorry.
No, you're good. Who is your annoying coworker and what do they do?
So I used to work at the sandwich place and we had this one coworker and they weren't a manager or anything, but no matter what you were doing, they would pop up behind you and tell you you weren't doing it correctly. And one time my friend was doing the dishes and they went up to the drying rack and were grabbing dishes off the drying rack and telling them they weren't clean enough and putting them back on the dirty side or like in the soapy water.
That would drive me crazy. The person, even like the manager who just stands over your shoulder and tells you you're doing everything wrong. It's like, do you have any positive words for me that will keep me motivated to keep going? Because it's like, you can only beat me down for so long.
You can only do so much. One of my first jobs was doing landscaping at an outdoor shopping area called Peddler's Village. And I had to weed a flower bed. And I went through and I was pulling the weeds out. And the owner, Earl Jamison, I'll never forget it, came out to me, asked me what I'm doing. I'm like, oh, Mr. Jamison, I'm getting the weeds out of the flower bed. He looks at my bucket and he goes, you've got too much dirt in that bucket. He picks up my bucket with dirt and weeds and dumps it back in the flower bed.
Oh.
He goes, pick only the weeds. You can't be picking up all the dirt. I'm like, ah!
Earl Jamison!
Darn you, Mr.
Curse
Jamison!
You.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Did you watch the debate last night?
I saw bits and pieces of it. I watched the beginning, went away, and then I came back when they were debating golf.
That, I felt like, was a new low. Like, my handicap is 6. It's 8. Oh, no, you're lying. I'm like, I thought I was watching a Saturday Night Live skit. I couldn't believe they were debating their golf handicap.
I was the same way. Like, the question was about their health and age was the question they asked. How do they feel with both the guys? Their age, the health and everything. And I think Trump is the one that brought up his golf game from earlier in the week. And then Biden jumps in with his handicap. And I was like, wait, huh?
I couldn't believe it. So President Biden's performance was definitely questioned last night. And then the former President Trump's factualness was questioned last night. I know that Democrats were hopeful that last night's debate would help reduce the public concern about Joe Biden's age. But after the debate, the reaction from some Democrats was, maybe we need a new candidate here. And then on President Trump's side, a lot of the talk was just how he was outright lying about so many things. They fact-checked. Both candidates got facts wrong. So it seems, but it does seem that Trump was guilty of that more than Biden. It was rough. It was rough. That's all. I don't have much to say other than that. I mean, there was no live audience, barely alive debaters.
Looks of confusion. Yeah. Some people. It was just. I did like the not talking over. And it's sad that we needed to have mute buttons and microphones turned off that they couldn't be respectful of each other.
Yeah.
But we know how that goes in the past. And I did like the fact that one would speak and then the other one spoke and they got time to rebuttal. I did enjoy that. Towards the end, though, they would start kind of mouthing off to each other and the other person's microphone would pick it up for a little bit. But I did like that style they did last night.
I felt like the moderators did a terrible job. I felt like there was no pressing on things. Like, that is an untrue fact. You know, they were
point,
just,
yeah.
They just let them say whatever they wanted to say, whether it was the truth or not. I'm like, no, this is your job as the moderator to jump in and say, actually, the facts are that da, 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 da. And they just sat there like, okay, your turn. And I'm like, this is terrible.
And if someone's not fact checking, just watching it for face value, that's facts to them.
Especially if it's their guy, you know, they're going to believe whoever their guy is. And yeah, so it was pretty
There was a couple points too, where we're both candidates where they finished their statement and the moderator's like, you know, President Biden, you've got 82 more seconds. Oh, well.
Okay.
So, yeah. Made my point. Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of rough. So, yeah, curious as to what everyone else thought of that one. Also, this morning, let's talk about Drew Carey and The Price is Right. So, have you ever wondered about some of the contestants on The Price is Right? Like, they're quirky. Some of the behavior is really over the top. There may be a good reason why this is happening. Drew Carey did an interview. He's the host of the show, and he says that a lot of the contestants that come on the show have either been drinking or partaking in recreational pharmaceuticals, he says. He says they'll have a marijuana gummy or all smell alcohol in their breath. Not unusual. There was a guy here that was tripping on mushrooms. He came with a bunch of friends. I guess it all makes sense now, you know, seeing some of these people.
Up there tripping on acid or mushrooms or something. What's the yodeler guy that goes up the hill?
Oh, it's like a Matterhorn type game.
Yeah, he climbs up. What's that game called?
Do they still play that anymore?
That was one of my favorites.
I haven't watched The Price is Right in a really long time.
Do they used to do putt too? Golf, right? They
golf,
do like a mini putt thing?
Plinko. I liked Plinko. That was my favorite one. Yeah. Anyway, they're all high. Finally, this morning, for the first time in history, there's going to be a father-son duo playing at the same time in the NBA, and they're going to be teammates. The Los Angeles Lakers use their 55th pick of the 2024 NBA draft to pick Bronny James, the son of Lakers star LeBron James. Of course, it's not a lock that the father-son duo is going to team up. LeBron has until 2 p.m. on Saturday to opt into the final year of his Lakers contract or become a free agent. The Lakers say they're willing to offer LeBron the maximum three-year contract worth $162 million to stick around. We'll find out quickly, though, I'm sure. NBA Summer League play for the Lakers starts with a Houston Rockets game on July 12th, so we'll find out.
I think it'd be cool seeing at least a couple games of the two of them out there. If it's good or not, I don't know, but I think it'd be a neat thing to see the father and son playing together in the NBA.
Just to say it happened.
Yes.
Even if it's just once. You know, it happened.
Out there for just a couple of minutes.
Yes.
7:30, we have your VIP tickets to join us at the Summerlin Council Patriotic Parade. Those are yours when you conquer the Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, we are streaming live on the Odyssey app. It is...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 94.1, we are streaming live on the Odyssey app. It is 7:07. Today is the day. It is finally here. If you missed it, Snoop Dogg, he's getting ready for his guest commentator gig for NBC at the 2024 Summer Olympics. And he did so by running in the 200-meter trial run in Oregon over the weekend. So he was all dressed in Team USA gear, and he runs the race. He had a time of 34.44 seconds. We were talking about this earlier this week, and I mentioned the story, and you said, JC, I could beat that time. 200 meters, 34.44 seconds, I can beat it. And today's the day that you are going to try and beat that time. Just How are you feeling?
I feel good. I do. I feel great. I was running at the gym this week, doing some sprints at the gym this week. I looked at the course this morning. That's about the length, just over two football fields in length. We'll see when I get out there. I do run all the time. I go distance, about 2 miles every day. Sprinting, short bursts is normally not my thing, but I do it from time to time at the gym. So, I don't know. I feel good. I feel confident. I know I'll beat Snoop. The question is, can I beat 30 seconds? I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, so you're not even looking at, like, Snoop's time. You're looking at beating 30 seconds.
In my mind, I would like to clear 30 seconds. I think that would be great for me. A, beat Snoop. B, clear 30 seconds would be pretty cool.
Okay. Well, we're going to kick things off at 8 o'clock this morning. We're going to go outside. We're going to walk the course. We're going to take a look at it. We got a couple surprises for you. And we're going to see if you can make your dream a reality, JC, today is the day. And I think in honor, we need to give you some of the best motivational speeches of all time.
Oh, this is good, because I'm right there at the edge. I need something to push me over the edge. Like, I'm ready, but I want to be ready to go.
Well, like, I hope you know there's no bigger fan than me, and I fully believe that you can do this. And so I want to really light that fire within you.
Let's do this,
and,
okay?
And get you going here. So I have selected what I think are some of the best motivational speeches of all time from movies. Just portions of them. And I think that this is really going to kind of put it over the top for you.
Perfect.
And really get you in the right mindset. So I'm going to play this one. Tell me if you know this movie, okay? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives all comes down to today. Either we heal as a team, or we're going to crumble.
Al Pacino, Any Given Sunday.
Yes! That is such a good one.
Great speech. Wasn't Jamie Foxx the quarterback or wide receiver or something in that movie?
Dennis Quaid's in that movie. Yeah.
Oh, great speech. Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? I know this one pumps you up.
But as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. How fitting with the 4th of July next week. Yeah, absolutely. Independence Day. Bill Pullman.
All right.
One of the best movie presidents of all time.
And such a motivational speech. I mean, my gosh. Okay. This one may tug at the heartstrings a little bit. This one, one of my favorites. Here we go.
You're 5 feet nothing. 100 and nothing. And you got hardly a speck of athletic ability. And you hung in with the best college football team in the land for 2 years. And you're also going to walk out of here with a degree from the University of Notre Dame. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't going to never happen.
Rudy!
Oh, my gosh! Preparing this for you, and I'm starting to tear up listening to some of these speeches. Okay. Oh, I love that.
Does he still live here in town? Rudy lived here in Vegas for a while.
Yeah, Rudy Rudiger. His family lives here. I know his daughter, Cheryl. Like,
yes,
they're amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
Wonderful family.
How about this one?
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight.
Let's take down the Russians. Miracle on Ice.
Yes! Awesome! All right. I have one more. And I feel like this last one is going to really It's really going to be the one that puts you over the
edge.
I'm
ready to go. Can we start the race now? Oh, I'm fired up.
We are going to get JC across that finish line faster than 34.44 seconds, if not faster than 30 seconds. We've got to support him. So here's the last one. And I really want you to listen to these words, okay, mm-hmm. JC? Really take these to heart. Here we go.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you.
That ain't you. Yes. Jay-Z, that ain't you. You ain't no coward. You got this. Yeah. You know what? There are the naysayers out there that say you can't do this. Do not listen to them. We don't listen to them.
Steph.
We listen to our inner monologue that tells us we are a winner and that we are going to cross that finish line faster than S-N-O-O-P. Okay? You have got this. I know you are going to succeed when you run this 200-meter run next hour.
Let's go now. Could be on the course right now. I am fired up. Let's go.
Are you fired up?
Let's go. Let's do it.
Well, we have to do the mega minute, so.
I had a situation yesterday when I went to the gym, and I want to get your thoughts on this. Is emptying a drink in a parking lot considered littering? I pulled into the gym parking lot. I go to LVAC. I love it there. Park my car, get out of my car, and I step in something, and someone had dumped out a smoothie, a protein shake. I don't know what it was, but it was this thick liquid all over the ground. There was no cup or anything, no physical thing, but smoothie. So I step in the smoothie. I'm like, got it on my shoe. I'm trying to shuffle as my way, make my way inside the gym to get off my foot. But thinking about it, in my mind, that is littering. Dumping a smoothie out is littering. It's just as bad as if you drop the smoothie carton. There's this pile of just stuff just lying there in the parking lot.
The stickiness, all of that. I agree with you as far as a smoothie being littering, but I don't think all liquids are littering. Maybe we're getting too technical, but if you dump the water that's in your Stanley cup mm-hmm. out, you want to just get it out of there? I don't think that's littering because that's going to like dry up in 20 seconds.
Absolutely. Okay.
If it's something that is sticky or chunky, I agree. I think it is littering, but Lori says it is not littering. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Hey, Lori, good morning. Why is that not littering?
Good morning. Well, I think it's, I think the cup or the straw or the lid, like Jay-Z, the same, that is considered littering. But the liquid itself evaporates so quick. I try to pour mine in a bush or a tree. We live in Vegas. They could use a little bit of thirst helping, but it does evaporate and harden quickly.
I mean, if something is chunky, if it's a smoothie and you've got like your bananas and your turbinado sugar and all that stuff, I don't think that's just going to evaporate very quickly. And then you step in it. I don't know. That would really, really bother me.
Luckily, I was going into the gym. What if I didn't see it coming out, stepped in it, and then put my foot in the car and get it inside my car? And then I'm thinking, that is ants, bugs, everything else is going to be attracted to that.
That is very true. Stacy, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. No, I agree with both of you guys. I think of it as my driveway. If somebody comes over to visit and they're in my driveway, I wouldn't want them throwing that stuff in my driveway. Who's cleaning that up? You know, it's a mess. Water is good, okay, but anything other than water, no, absolutely not.
That's a good test. I like that litmus test. Would you be comfortable throwing this on your driveway? Water, sure, throw it on my driveway. I don't care. But
Coke or Pepsi, a soda,
no,
Dr. Pepper.
Sticky ants. That's all I keep thinking about. Anthony, good morning. What do you think?
I don't think it's littering, but it's definitely not considerate.
Do you think that, why is it not littering, though? You're littering it with fruit and other substances.
It's biodegradable. It's going to eventually just be absorbed into the ground. So but dumping something like that or to step out of their car is definitely inconsiderate. You shouldn't, you should at least take the time to throw it in a planter or somewhere out of the way.
Oh, that's a good question. What, okay, if this person would have dumped the smoothie in the bush, which was 3 feet away, and they didn't do it, would that be considered littering? Smoothie, thick smoothie, in a bush.
I still feel like it's littering. Like, Anthony, on your whole argument about it being biodegradable, so if we take all of our biodegradable trash and throw it out on the ground, it's not littering? Because at some point, it's going to, you know, it'll be gone. It'll be one with the earth. It's still littering. You know, I throw all my apple cores and banana peels everywhere. Oh, it's like Super Mario Brothers. You guys are going to slip on them when you're driving around. Tag, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, what do you think?
Hey, so just picture a brand new parking lot, right? And then just picture a parking lot with stain marks all over it from sodas and Sprite, and it just doesn't evaporate. It evaporates, and then there's stains.
Yeah, that too. I didn't even think about the
stain marks
part.
After
yep,
the fact. Yeah,
that's it. But we're apparently in the minority because here's Teresa. Teresa, you say not littering.
I think it's not littering because it's in a whole ecosystem. Our world relies on each other. So when we throw something out that is biodegradable or ingestible by bugs or insects or plants, they rely on that because we're taking over their world. So they rely on those little things that we throw out to live. And so we all rely on those little things together. So, yeah, anything in excess is not okay. Like, it shouldn't be done in excess. But in a pinch, my mom taught me, like, strings, twigs, leaves, and things like that, like, that you find in your car, all that stuff. It's fine to throw out. Birds use those through your nest. Like, ants need food, bugs need food, all of that. Everybody kind of relies on everybody to do those little things.
But do you really think that, like, the ants are depending on our smoothies being thrown in parking lots?
Not necessarily that, but, like, I mean, an ant, yeah, sure. Not necessarily a big deal. But you have other things, that birds that are flying around, whether it be, like, a new building, we disrupted ecosystems to build those things. I mean, we want luxuries and stuff like that, but we also want to, like, make sure that we still have a world to live in the future. So we want to make sure that we're all kind of, like, if it'll biodegrade and evaporate or whatever, or be used by the rest of, like, the world, then I don't think it's a problem. But cans and yeah, things like that, not, like, shouldn't be thrown out.
I totally love your circle of life argument and that we all need to work as an ecosystem. But I just think, like, stuff like that, that's not necessarily, you don't need to do that.
There's the answer, like, woohoo, we got a smoothie.
I'm going to go sit by a tropical smoothie and wait for them to dump something out. But, you know, I'm glad you didn't step in it. I would have been livid.
No, I did step in it.
Oh, you did? Yeah, I thought you said you avoided
no,
it.
No, I hit it. And it started rubbing. I was saying, I was happy I stepped into getting out versus
getting
into my
out,
car.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was rubbing my feet as I'm going to the gym to get it off my foot. Well, here we go. It is now time for the Mega Minute.
You are going to win a VIP parade prize pack. We are talking about some cool 4th of July goodies from the Summerlin Patriotic Parade. We've got a VIP, 4 passes for you to sit in our VIP parade viewing section and a VIP parking pass for the 30th annual Summerlin Patriotic Parade. You know what I found out yesterday, JC?
Mm.
Yesterday, I was out there getting a preview of the Summerlin Patriotic Parade, and I found out this will be your 10th year hosting the event.
Wow, look at that.
It is your 10-year anniversary.
No kidding.
Yeah. Someone told me that. I was like, are you kidding me?
It is so much fun.
I did not know that. Yeah.
I look forward to it every single year being a part of it with you out there. And you've done it, what, 20 years now?
20
15?
Years? No, I just celebrated my 10-year. Oh. What are you talking about? Like last year, remember the flash mob? 20 years? What the heck? Why are you trying to? Dear Lord. Okay, anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. So
I knew you had a big one.
Caller 20, right now, you are playing the Mega Minute. You get to try to win this really cool prize pack. Caller 20 is in, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And we have our contestant. It's Jesse. Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm super excited. I've always tried to call in to try to do this, and I've never been able to get through before, so I'm excited.
Oh, we're excited for you. When you listen to it, do you do pretty well answering the questions just like when you're listening on the radio?
I think so, for the most part.
Okay, we're gonna make you a winner this morning. I have a feeling you're gonna conquer the Mega Minute this morning, Jesse.
You got it, Jesse. Playing for these VIP tickets to the Summerland Council Patriotic Parade. 60 seconds on the clock to get 10 questions correct. Jesse, if you pass on one or if you get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Jeremy Allen White plays the head chef in what Hulu series?
A pass.
What is the name of the world's highest mountain?
Mount Everest.
Yes. Khloe Kardashian has a daughter with what basketball player?
Lamar Odom?
No. Yeah.
No, judges say no.
No, no. What superhero did Tobey Maguire play that is now played by Tom Holland?
Spider-Man.
Yes. What 90s band is known for their hits Kiss Me and There She Goes?
Oh, pass.
What the fast food restaurant Popeyes originated from what U.S. state?
Louisiana?
Yes. What is the Canadian national anthem called?
Pass.
Actress Emma Roberts has a famous aunt who is also an actress. What is her aunt's name?
Julia Roberts?
Yes. Justin Timberlake's song Cry Me a River is about what celebrity?
Pass.
Who is the Transformer that is the leader of all the Autobots?
Optimus Prime.
Yes. Oh, Jesse, I'm sorry. We got through all 10 of the questions, but we had to go over a couple. I was kind of looking at Khloe Kardashian's daughter. It's not Stormy. I thought was Stormy Kylie's daughter?
I'm sorry. Yeah. So you changed it.
I didn't say that part, but that's what I was kind of like tripped up on that question.
Yes. Gotcha. But you got it. Go ahead.
So yeah, that was Tristan Thompson. Going back to the very first question, Jeremy Allen White plays the head chef in what Hulu show? That's The Bear. The 90s band that's known for their hits Kiss Me and There She Goes, Sixpence None the Richer. The Canadian national anthem is called O Canada, and Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River is about Britney Spears. Darn it! You know what? That was a valiant effort, Jesse. Thank you so much for trying. And caller 20 right now, you're going to get this VIP prize pack to join us at the Summerlin Patriotic Parade. Prize pack, VIP parade viewing section passes, and a VIP parking pass for caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
Coming up next. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Your local Walgreens might not be there for long. They did an earnings call yesterday, and the CEO said that the current pharmacy model is not sustainable. And they're reporting that 75% of the Walgreens stores account for 100% of the adjusted operating income, meaning that a quarter of all locations could be looking at being closed.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. The chain has roughly 8,600 U.S. stores, which means a 25% closure rate would lead to about 2,150 store closures. They said that the company will definitely close some of the underperforming stores. Layoffs are not anticipated as part of the cutback plan, but just be aware that your local Walgreens may not be there for much longer.
Oh, I always go to the one at Trop and Fort Apache. That's my go-to Walgreens. If I'm driving home, I need something quick, I'll pop in there and grab something. And I feel like Walgreens were they were under the radar during the pandemic. You could pop into a Walgreens on the Strip or somewhere else, and they always had toilet paper and paper towels.
I usually, my go-to is like a CVS. That's where all my prescriptions are and stuff. So I don't really go to Walgreens that often. However, I've been checking in there the past couple of weeks because they have this candy that's gone viral. Have you seen that mango candy that's gone viral?
You mentioned this. What is it?
It's a candy that you like peel the candy and inside is like, it's supposed to be so good. I don't know, but they're the only ones that make it are Walgreens. Like it's their Walgreens brand.
Is?
And so every time I go in there to look for it, it's not there.
So
I keep trying to find it.
Do you want to try Tuesday? We can find it.
If we can find it, they have a banana one too, but I hear the mango one.
Mango is the one. Okay.
The best one. So that's going on this morning. You know, we're getting ready for you to run the 200 meter race, in honor of Snoop Dogg's time in the Summer Olympics. Well, the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris, they're coming to the big screen. AMC Theaters will show live events in about 160 of their U.S. theaters. They just want people to experience the sights and the sounds up close, and you buy your tickets just like you would to watch a movie, except you're doing it for an Olympics event. It could be an individual, group of friends. They say that people can reserve an entire theater for a watch party if you want to check out the Olympics.
That's cool. I get excited to watch the Olympics. When we were kids and the Olympics were on, my parents had a rule that the only TV we could watch was the Olympics. So growing up, the Olympics was always such a big thing. Anytime we'd come around, I would go all in because it was the only thing I was allowed to watch when they were on.
Right now, like summertime, I get super excited because, there's usually some sort of soccer, whether it's World Cup. Right now, it's Euro Cup and Copa. And we are like so pumped watching Euro Cup right now. It's like, that's our thing. And so Olympics is a nice addition to it, but it's always in the summer. I just think soccer.
Soccer's the summertime. Yeah.
Finally, this morning, maybe you'll like this. I know you love barbecue. I know you kind of quit the energy drinks, but maybe this is something you want to get back into. 5-Hour Energy just unveiled a new product for the summer, and it's caffeinated barbecue sauce.
Oh, that's, that sounds nasty to me.
It's not clear if they're planning to actually sell it, but they're giving away 12-ounce bottles of it through their website. The first drop was yesterday. They sold out, but they're doing three more drops, July 2nd, the 9th, and the 16th. So the next three Tuesdays, there's only one flavor. It's peach mango. So if you're not a fruit forward kind of person, or you don't want your dinner to keep you up at night, it may not be for you. But each serving has 60 milligrams of caffeine, or about as much as a weak cup of coffee. An average cup has 95, and a can of Coke has 34.
Okay, maybe I should get some of that coming up here for the race, because the official race will happen around 8:30, but our pre-race festivities are coming up next.
I am so excited for you. We've got a couple of surprises. We have someone who's on the phone that wants to talk to you about what you have going on and what you need to do pre-race.
Oh, pre-race advice. Yes. All right, sounds good. It's coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. The time has come. JC is about to try his hand at sprinting 200 meters in order to break Snoop Dogg's time of 34.44 seconds. He ran the 200-mile trial run in Oregon over the weekend. That was his time. JC said, I can beat that. I have no doubt you can beat that. Now, for comparison, the 2020 Olympic gold medalist clocked in at 19.62 seconds. So we're being realistic here. We're not going for 19.62.
No, I'm going to beat Snoop at 34.4 seconds.
I love your mindset.
Maybe crack 30 seconds?
You know what? I believe in you. I really do. We are setting up. We are going to be doing that shortly.
There's people out there walking the course right now.
Oh, yeah. We're making sure everything is ready to go. This is no joke. And so you do not want to miss this. But we have someone on the phone that would like to speak with you.
Okay.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Oh, hey. It's so good to hear from you, everyone. This is JC's wife, Laura. And I think you're at the airport right now, right?
I'm at the airport. I'm at the airport, the Burbank airport. I was in L.A. for a quick trip. And I'm in, like, the little corner area. So I'm trying to be as, like, in a quiet place.
What do you think of your husband running this 200-meter dash today?
Okay, so my biggest concern, no question the guy has the endurance, the strength, everything, but he doesn't stretch. So I'm concerned that he's going to literally, like, blow out his knee or something.
Oh, no.
And that's where, I mean, he can run, but never, like, this hard impact. And also, he has really heavy feet. If you ever listen to him run, it's, like, pounding. So that's where I'm also just concerned about his legs.
Oh. I have a heavy foot when I run. It's
really?
Yeah, I do have a heavy foot, and I never stretch. I just don't.
He's never stretch.
If we're running a 5K or go for a run at the house, Laura does some stretching. I'm like, all right, let's go. I put on my shoes. We go outside, and I go. And I've never had an issue with any pulled muscles.
Okay, you know what? I'm on Laura's side on this one. Laura, I can understand for maybe a distance run, you kind of warm up as you go. You start off slow. But you're literally going, like, full force, hard as you can.
You need to stretch. Are you going to stretch?
Maybe a little bit. I don't.
JC.
Why change my thing? I did buy new shoes, but why change my routine? If I run all the time, I run at the gym, I sprint to the gym, I never stretch, why start stretching now? Why mix things up? Just stick to the routine that's been working for me for years.
But you don't just run straight out the gate. That it's totally like a different routine already, so you have to warm up for it.
Yeah, this is honestly, like, just listening to him talk is so frustrating because the stretching thing has been a point of contention for the past, like, 21 years we've been together.
I'm Team Laura on this one. You need to stretch. Absolutely.
Hey, Laura, thank you for the vote of confidence. I love you so much. Real quick question before you catch your flight back to Vegas. Did you watch any more episodes of The Bear?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to wait for me.
You know, it's funny. JC told us that he finished the season last night.
No.
All right. I'll see you when you get home. Love you.
Bye, Laura.
Love you guys. Mm. Bye.
Oh, JC, we're going to have to start heading outside here in a moment.
This is really happening.
Ready
huh?
to this do is this. Go time. We're really excited. We've got our staff set up. We've got them all set up in different parts of the course. We are going to video you at every possible angle that we can and see if you are able to accomplish this feat. 200 meters in under 34.44 seconds. Can he do it? Please stretch. Please.
I'm starting to stretch. Okay. I think I'll listen to you and my wife.
Okay.
There's something to stretching. I want to be loose. I want to be loose out there. I don't want to pull a muscle or tighten up as I'm taking the turn and have that affect my time.
Yeah, we definitely don't want any injuries. We don't want you to have to slow down at all. Before we start, and I believe that the air horn is going to sound right around 8:30 this morning.
Yes.
But before we start, we're going to take a break here, but I have some things to say to you.
Okay, words of encouragement?
Yes, I have written kind of like a win one for the Gipper kind of speech for you.
Okay.
And so I feel like
this is,
we were talking about motivational speeches earlier, some from some of our favorite movies.
You're 5 feet nothing, 100 and nothing, and you got hardly a speck of athletic ability. And you hung in with the best college football team in the land for 2 years. And you're also going to walk out of here with a degree from the University of Notre Dame. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't going to never happen.
You got this, JC. I want to give you my words of encouragement coming up next, and then we are headed outside to do this. It's coming up, Mix 94.1.
Are you ready for this?
I am ready. Are you ready is the question.
I think so.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. It is almost time. It is almost time to get to the start-finish line where JC is going to attempt to break Snoop Dogg's time for 200 meters. He did the 200-meter trial run in Oregon over the weekend. He got 34.44 seconds. JC says he could beat it. I just want to add another element to this whole situation. We got a text from our good friend Matthew Fraser. He came in with the Kish Foundation donation for our Four Corners food drive last year. Huge for
us. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He just sent us a text saying, fun idea for you guys. If JC breaks 30 seconds, the Kish Foundation will donate $1,000 to Three Square.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, 30 seconds.
If you can break 30 seconds, that's
$1,000. Now I'm racing for hunger.
Oh man.
Yeah, okay.
It's
all right, I like it. I like it, Matthew. Thank you. Challenge accepted. Let's do it.
We'll accept that. Okay.
Whoa.
We're about to head outside. Are you ready? I saw you stretching. I was helping you stretch.
Thank you. I did for the whole commercial break in that song. So I stretched for 6 minutes. I started to do a couple little sprints down the hallway inside the radio station. Did some push-ups. I just want to get my full body loose.
Okay. Well, before we head outside, JC, I have a couple of things I'd like to say to you, okay? Today, we stand on the brink of something truly remarkable. JC, you're about to embark on a journey to surpass a legendary record held by none other than Snoop Dogg himself. A blazing 34.44 seconds in the 200-meter run. This is no small feat, but JC, you are no ordinary competitor. The road to greatness is paved with challenges, sweat, unwavering determination. Every step you've taken, every drop of sweat, every moment of sacrifice has brought you to this defining moment. It's not just about beating a record. It's about proving to yourself and the world that limits are merely starting points for those who dare to dream bigger. As you stand at that starting line, remember the countless hours of training, the early mornings, the late nights. You've pushed your body to its limits. You've honed your skills, and you've cultivated this just huge spirit. This is your moment to transform all that hard work into triumph. So visualize that finish line. Feel the power in your legs. Embrace the rhythm of your heartbeat. Let the energy of the crowd fuel your determination, okay? Know that each stride you take brings you closer to your goal. The wind is your ally. The track is your canvas. You are the artist, and you are painting a masterpiece of speed and endurance. Remember, JC, records are meant to be broken. Snoop Dogg set a high bar, but you have the strength, you have the speed, you have the heart to soar beyond. Believe in yourself, trust your training, let your passions propel you forward. And when that starting gun fires, let it ignite a fire within you. Run with everything you have and then some. Push through the pain, embrace the challenge, and give it your all. Whether you break the record or not, know that you are a champion for daring to chase greatness.
Wow!
This is your moment. Seize it with both hands. Run like the wind. Show the world what you are made of. That finish line is waiting, and so is your place in history, JC. So let's go out there, and let's make this happen. Are you ready?
I am ready. Oh, my gosh!
Let's make this happen.
Thank you. What a spit. Hey, the doubter's looking at me. What do you have to say to that, doubter?
Wow. Chat GPT speech. Am I right?
No way, man. That was my heart. I poured my heart into that.
Sure. Okay. The canvas line. I'm like, AI. AI.
No.
Fake news.
I love this man, and I put my heart and soul into that speech.
All right. We'll see what we can do.
We're going outside now?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to. All right.
We're going.
Steph, you coming in the studio? I'll wait for Steph to come in. I'll turn off those mics. Do you need to get your headphones?
Yep.
All right. This is it.
Okay. We're set. Go. Mercedes, you're going to be on the air.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, we are headed outside. JC, how you feeling?
I'm nervous. I'll be honest, Mercedes. I'm nervous. That was a great speech, but we're kind of walking the tunnel here to lead the radio station to the course, and I'm nervous. There's butterflies in my stomach.
Okay, well, we are going to the back door. Now, what's going to happen here is that JC and J-Love are going to be at the start line. I'm going to be here temporarily, but then I'm going to run over to the finish line, and when I hear them say go, I'm going to hit that timer, and we are going to make this happen. We see our starting mark. We're outside.
Is everyone set up? Is the starting line ready to go? What's it looking like?
We are. We're the only ones out here. There's J-Love. Okay. J-Love is out here. J-Love, what do you think of your boy? Do you think he can do this?
I think he's going to do 30 seconds. I think he'll break the record. Yeah, I think he'll break the 34 seconds. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so. We are about less than 8 minutes away from this, so keep stretching. I'm going to go to the finish line, JC. Come here. Wait, give me a hug. Bring it in.
Oh, man. They're saying their goodbyes.
I know you're going to do this. When we come back, we hit go. We hit that start button. We're going to see if JC can beat the record. 34.44 seconds. And there's $1,000 on the line, a donation to 3Square from the Six Foundation if he breaks 30 seconds. Will it happen? We're going to find out coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning, and the time has come. We are ready to see if JC will be able to break Snoop Dogg's 200-meter run record of 34.44 seconds. I am right now at the finish line, and I am anxiously awaiting. I'm going to send it over to you, J-Love. You are with JC now at the start line, and when you guys give us the go, we will start the timers.
We will do that, and right now,
JC is wearing his pink Mercedes in the Morning shirt, yep. These nice cloth, not cloth, I would say, what kind of mesh type of shorts?
Runner shorts.
Runner shorts, and he's got his Under Armour shoes on.
Brand new shoes.
You haven't broken them in yet?
No, I'm breaking them in now.
Dude, he's going to have some blisters on his feet when he's done with this. Are you ready, JC?
Yeah, it's go time. It's now or never. Time to do this thing.
And you got the whole building out here watching you, ready to go.
Stopping traffic, yes.
Yeah. They got traffic stopped over there. Are you ready?
Yes. Before we start, ready, set, go. What's the counter?
I'm going to go ready, set, go.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
Ready?
Yeah. We all ready?
Are you ready, Mercedes?
We are ready. Just give us a go.
Are you ready, Las Vegas? Here we go. Ready, set, go. Oh, my God. Look at him go. Look at him legs. He is stroking. He's running hard. Oh, my gosh. I've never seen JC run this fast ever in my life. Look at this guy. He's down the straightaway. He's got his hands chirping. He's going. He's hitting the curve. He turned the curve. He's making a turn.
He's making the turn. That means he's coming across on our way. He's in the back of the building right now. We haven't laid eyes. He's coming in. Here he comes. Is he going to beat the record? What is the time? It is. Oh, my gosh. We got our time. Oh, my gosh.
What do we got?
How do you feel?
I feel like I started slow.
Yeah? Okay.
It's gonna be close.
JC, it was a valiant effort. You really worked hard. I'm really proud of you. I don't think many people would have dared to take on a task like this. I just want you to know that you did beat Snoop Dogg's record.
I did beat Snoop Dogg's record! Yeah!
Not only that, your official time.
29.21 seconds.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Oh my God.
I am so freaking proud of you, JC. I am going to put you here. Hold on, let me put you on air. We're still on the air. Okay, tell me, how are you feeling right now?
I feel great. I feel fantastic. Yeah. A little winded when I crossed the finish line, but yeah, I do feel like I started slow.
Your speed was insane. When I saw you take that turn, I was like, where is this guy? Why did he watch her flow in the whole radio station?
That's where it kicked in on the turns. That's where the adrenaline kicked in. I think next time, start stronger. Start stronger. Because it kicked in on that turn. But, wow, I beat 30 seconds, though.
29.2 seconds, JC. I couldn't believe you could do it.
Yes, you doubter.
I'm a doubter, but you proved me wrong. You proved all of us haters wrong, and you did it. 29.2 seconds. You beat Snoop Dogg.
Let's all sing it.
We are the champions. We are the champions. Thank you.
Wow. You guys come back inside. JC, come and drink your electrolytes. We don't need a medic on standby, right?
Yeah, I know. The medics, you guys can go home now. We had them hidden just in case, but yeah, they can go home.
Come inside.
We'll be back. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Brett, you are caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I am ready.
Let's do this. So we want to make you a winner. Whitney Cummings tickets are up for grabs. Your category for Heads Up is mathematician. SAT Math Day was on Sunday. So these are all things that are associated with math, okay?
Okay.
Who would you like to pick as your partner?
Me and JC go way back from the Tom and Jerry days. I'll pick JC.
All right.
Tom and Jerry days. Wow.
Whoa. Is that a long time ago?
That was Tom and Jerry's was UNLV in the 90s. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
I'm Brett. Like, I don't even know what Tom and Jerry's is. You guys watch the cartoon together? That's amazing.
Best record, and you got $1,000 from Kiss. That's great, JC. You knew you were in shape. You could do it.
Yeah. Oh, the $1,000 for three score. Yes.
All right, that's amazing.
Here we go, Brett. 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and we start now. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're all what?
Numbers.
Yes. I would use this little device to help me add and multiply stuff.
Calculator.
Yes. 2 times 2, 4 times 5. I'm doing what? 6 times 6.
Math.
But no, more specifically, I'm not dividing. I am what?
Numbers by, you're multiplying.
Yes, multiply. I'll skip the next one. 5/8, 9/10, 3/4, 6/10. Pass. Okay. 32.5. The point is a what?
Decimal point.
Yes. 10 minus 5, I'm doing what? 8 minus 4. Yeah, yes. And then 1, 2, 3, 4. I have five. How many apples in front of me? 5, 6, 7, 8.
8.
Let's say 1, 2. I have 5 apples. I need to add them up. I do what?
Addition.
Count. Count, right?
One, two, three, four, five.
He didn't say count.
I thought he said count.
He said adding.
Oh, I thought he said count. It was count.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Judge, I mean, I didn't hear that. Steph, you're our additional judge. Did you hear count?
I did not hear count.
No, we heard
count. I'm winded from my run.
It's okay. It's okay.
Brett and I drank many beers back in the Tom and Jerry days. Our minds are fried.
And you know what? I'm sure Brett still supports you. And you guys did really well. That was tough. It's hard to explain, like, numbers without using numbers. Like, that's really tough. So that was a valiant effort, but that means that we need a winner right now. Caller 20. You're going to get these tickets to Whitney Cummings. They're yours right now if you're caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
It is Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning, the Friday Rewind. And here we go with the Rewind Quiz.
All right. This is when we take it back to another year and try to figure out what the song is, but it is a true rewind because we're playing it backwards. What year are we going with?
1994.
1994. Okay. All right. What you got?
This song spent 22 weeks on the charts. It peaked at number 4, but on June 28th, 1994, it was on its way down, slipping from number 29 to number 37 on the charts.
Okay.
So here is the song played backwards.
Afraid of this. I was like, please, don't let it be the one I think it is. And then it kicked in. It's by Crash Test Dummies. Oh my gosh. What? Seriously, why did you pick this song?
This is a great song.
Terrible song.
Steph approved it.
Oh, I'm out of here. Bye.
Mercedes is gone. Well, here it is from 1994. This was a hit song in 94. It's Crash Test Dummies. Which is also the same backwards. It's Mix 94.1.
Once there was this kid who got into.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning, and the time has come. We are ready to see if JC will be able to break Snoop Dogg's 200-meter run record of 34.44 seconds. I am right now at the finish line, and I am anxiously awaiting. I'm going to send it over to you, J-Love. You are with JC now at the start line, and when you guys give us the go, we will start the timers.
We will do that, and right now, JC is wearing his pink Mercedes in the morning shirt, yep. These nice cloth, not cloth, I would say, what kind of mesh type of shorts?
Under shorts.
Under yeah. shorts, and he's got his Under Armour shoes on.
Brand new shoes.
You haven't broken him in yet?
No, I'll break him in now.
Dude, he's going to have some blisters on his feet when he's done with this. Are you ready, JC?
Yeah, it's go time. It's now or never. Time to do this thing.
And you got the whole building out here watching you, ready to go.
Stopping traffic, yes.
Yeah. They got traffic stopped over there. Are you ready?
Yes. Before we start, ready, set, go. What's the counter?
I'm going to go ready, set, go.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it. Ready?
Yeah. We all ready?
Are you ready, Mercedes?
We are ready. Just give us a go.
Are you ready, Las Vegas? Here we go. Ready, set, go. Oh, my God. Look at him go. Look at him legs. He is stroking. He's running hard. Oh, my gosh. I've never seen JC run this fast ever in my life. Look at this guy. He's down the straightaway. He's got his hands chirping. He's doing it. He's hitting the curve. He's turning the curve. He's making the turn.
He's making the turn. That means he's coming across on our way. He's in the back of the building right now. We haven't laid eyes. He's coming in. Here he comes. Here he comes. Is he going to beat the record? What is the time? It is. Oh, my gosh. We got our time. We got our time. Oh, my gosh.
What do we got?
How do you feel? How do you feel?
I feel like I started slow.
Yeah? Okay.
It's gonna be close.
JC, it was a valiant effort. You really worked hard. I'm really proud of you. I don't think many people would have dared to take on a task like this. I just want you to know that you did beat Snoop Dogg's record.
I did it!
You did beat Snoop Dogg's record!
Yeah!
Not only that, your official time.
29.21 seconds.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Oh my God.
Drop it like it's hot.
I am so freaking proud of you, JC. I am going to put you here. Hold on. Let me put you on air. We're still on the air. Okay. Tell me, how are you feeling right now?
I feel great. I feel fantastic.
Yeah.
A little winded when I crossed the finish line, but yeah. I do feel like I started slow.
Your speed was insane. When I saw you take that turn, I was like, where has this guy, why did he walk so slow in the whole of the radio station?
That's where it kicked in on the turns. That's where the adrenaline kicked in. I think next time, start stronger. Start stronger. Because it kicked in on that turn, but wow, I beat 30 seconds though.
29.2 seconds, JC. I couldn't believe you could do it.
Yes. Doubter.
I'm a doubter, but you proved me wrong. You proved all of us haters wrong, and you did it. 29.2 seconds. You beat Snoop Dogg.
Let's all sing it.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
Thank you.
Wow. You guys come back inside. JC, come and drink your electrolytes. We don't need a medic on standby, right?
Yeah, I know. I know. The medics, you guys can go home now. We had them hidden just in case, but yeah, they can go home.
Come inside.
We'll be
the
back. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Brett, you are caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I am ready.
Let's do this. So we want to make you a winner. Whitney Cummings tickets are up for grabs. Your category for Heads Up is mathematician. SAT Math Day was on Sunday. So these are all things that are associated with math, okay?
Okay.
Who would you like to pick as your partner?
Me and JC go way back from the Tom and Jerry days. I'll pick JC.
All right.
Tom and Jerry days. Wow.
Whoa. Is that a long time ago?
That was Tom and Jerry's was UNLV in the 90s. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
All right,
I'm Brett. Like, I don't even know what Tom and Jerry's is. You guys watch the cartoon together? That's amazing.
That record, and you got $1,000 from Kiss. That's great, JC. You're new, you're in shape. You could do it.
Yeah, oh, the $1,000 for three score. Yes.
All right, that's amazing.
Here we go, Brett. 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and we start now. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, they're all what?
Numbers.
Yes. I would use this little device to help me add and multiply stuff.
Calculator.
Yes. 2 times 2, 4 times 5. I'm doing what? 6 times 6.
Math.
But no, more specifically, I'm not dividing. I am what?
Numbers by, you're multiplying.
Yes, multiply. I'll skip the next one. 5/8, 9/10, 3/4, 6/10. Pass. Okay. 32.5. The point is a what?
Decimal point.
Yes. 10 minus 5. I'm doing what? 8 minus 4. Yeah. Yes. And then 1, 2, 3, 4. I have five. How many apples in front of me? 5, 6, 7, 8.
8.
Let's say 1, 2. I have 5 apples. I need to add them up. I do what?
Addition.
Count. Count, right?
One, two, three, four, five.
He didn't say count.
I thought he said count.
He said adding.
Oh, I thought he said count. It was count.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Judge, I mean, I didn't hear that. Steph, you're our additional judge. Did you hear count?
I did not hear count.
No, we heard
adding. I'm winded from my run.
It's okay.
Brett and I drank many beers back in the Tom and Jerry days. Our minds are fried.
And you know what? I'm sure Brett still supports you. And you guys did really well. That was tough. It's hard to explain, like, numbers without using numbers. Like, that's really tough. So that was a valiant effort, but that means that we need a winner right now. Caller 20. You're going to get these tickets to Whitney Cummings. They're yours right now if you're caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
It is Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning, the Friday Rewind. And here we go with the Rewind Quiz.
All right. This is when we take it back to another year and try to figure out what the song is, but it is a true rewind because we're playing it backwards. What year are we going with?
1994.
1994. Okay. All right. What you got?
This song spent 22 weeks on the charts. It peaked at number 4, but on June 28th, 1994, it was on its way down, slipping from number 29 to number 37 on the charts.
Okay.
So here is the song played backwards.
Afraid of this. I was like, please, don't let it be the one I think it is. And then it kicked in. It's by Crash Test Dummies. Oh my gosh. What? Seriously, why did you pick this song?
This is a great song.
Terrible song.
Steph approved it.
Oh, I'm out of here. Bye.
Mercedes is gone. Well, here it is from 1994. This was a hit song in 94. It's Crash Test Dummies. Which is also the same backwards. It's Mix 94.1.
Once there was this kid who got into.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Brett, you are caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I am ready.
Let's do this. So we want to make you a winner. Whitney Cummings tickets are up for grabs. Your category for Heads Up is mathematician. SAT Math Day was on Sunday. So these are all things that are associated with math, okay?
Okay.
Who would you like to pick as your partner?
Me and JC go way back from the Tom and Jerry days. I'll pick JC.
All right.
Tom and Jerry days. Wow.
Whoa. Is that a long time ago?
That was Tom and Jerry's was UNLV in the 90s. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
All right,
I'm
Brett.
Like, I don't even know what Tom and Jerry's is. You guys watch the cartoon together? That's amazing.
That record, and you got $1,000 from Kiss. That's great, JC. You're new, you're in shape. You could do it.
Yeah, oh, the $1,000 for three score. Yes.
All right, that's amazing.
Here we go, Brett. 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and we start now. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, they're all what?
Numbers.
Yes, I would use this little device to help me add and multiply stuff.
Calculator.
Yes. 2 times 2, 4 times 5, I'm doing what? 6 times 6?
Math.
But no, more specifically, I'm not dividing, I am what?
Numbers by, you're multiplying.
Yes, multiply. I'll skip the next one. 5/8, 9/10, 3/4, 6/10. Pass. Okay. 32.5. The point is a what?
Decimal point.
Yes. 10 minus 5, I'm doing what? 8 minus 4. Yeah, yes. And then 1, 2, 3, 4. I have five. How many apples in front of me? 5, 6, 7, 8.
8.
Let's say 1, 2. I have 5 apples. I need to add them up. I do what?
Addition.
Count. Count, right?
One, two, three, four, five.
He didn't say count.
I thought he said count.
He said adding.
Oh, I thought he said count. It was count.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Judge, I mean, I didn't hear that. Steph, you're our additional judge. Did you hear count?
I did not hear count.
No, we heard
Listen,
adding.
I'm winded from my run.
It's okay. It's okay.
Brett and I drank many beers back in the Tom and Jerry days. Our minds are fried.
And you know what? I'm sure Brett still supports you. And you guys did really well. That was tough. It's hard to explain, like, numbers without using numbers. Like, that's really tough. So that was a valiant effort, but that means that we need a winner right now. Caller 20. You're going to get these tickets to Whitney Cummings. They're yours right now if you're caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
It is Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning, the Friday Rewind. And here we go with the Rewind Quiz.
All right. This is when we take it back to another year and try to figure out what the song is, but it is a true rewind because we're playing it backwards. What year are we going with?
1994.
1994. Okay. All right. What you got?
This song spent 22 weeks on the charts. It peaked at number 4, but on June 28th, 1994, it was on its way down, slipping from number 29 to number 37 on the charts.
Okay.
So here is the song played backwards.
Thank you.
afraid of this. I was like, please, don't let it be the one I think it is. And then it kicked in. It's by Crash Test Dummies. Oh, my gosh. What? Seriously? Why did you pick this song?
This is a great song.
Terrible song.
Steph approved it.
Oh, I'm out of here. Bye.
Mercedes is gone. Well, here it is from 1994. This was a hit song in 94. It's Crash Test Dummies. Mm-mm-mm, which is also the same backwards. It's Mix 94.1.
Once there was this kid who got into...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.